Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously today to approve a proposal that spares Grizzly Creek State Park, one of more than 70 state parks that was on the closure list, from being closed down. The board voted to have the County Department of Public Works, in coordination with the Save the Redwoods League and the State Parks Department, take over the day-to-day operations at Grizzly Creek. It's estimated it will cost about $95,000 per year to operate the park, and revenue generated from the park is expected to bring in between $55,000 to $65,000 a year. The Save the Redwoods League has offered to donate $20,000 as well as a proposal from the league to use money from an earlier lawsuit to help funding. The current fees for day use and camping will remain as they are, and the board will hold a public hearing to determine if those fees will change in the future. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Saturday night pulled over a pickup truck driven by 23-year-old Bayside resident Olivia Estetter, and when all was said and done, Estetter and her passenger, 30-year-old David Conway, were in county jail facing drug possession charges. After the deputy pulled the vehicle over, he found that Conway had warrants out for his arrest out of Mendocino County. The deputy reported finding small baggies of cocaine on Conway's person, and a search of the truck turned up more suspected coke. Conway was arrested and booked on possession and possession for sale charges, as was Estetter. A search of a residence in Bayside associated with Conway and Estetter turned up more suspected coke, a handgun, and LSD. In all, deputies confiscated more than 10 grams of cocaine, and the investigation continues. Arcata police have arrested an unidentified woman who was suspected of starting a fire at the post office in Arcata on Sunday afternoon and who was then seen trying to put a lit cigarette into the gas tank of a car parked in the 700 block of 10th Street yesterday. Acting on a description from a witness to the vehicle incident, Arcata officers located the woman yesterday evening and took her into custody. She was then taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. While being interviewed by officers, the woman admitted to setting the post office fire and attempting to set the vehicle afire as well. Investigators from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department are looking into the death of a Fort Bragg man who was found lying next to a vehicle on Simpson Lane in Fort Bragg early this morning. An autopsy on the body of 47-year-old John Patrick Younger has been scheduled after he was found at the site of a collision. When deputies arrived on scene, they found the car, which had collided with a power pole and which was laying on top of the vehicle. After PG&E crews rendered the power lines safe, Younger's body was removed. The CHP is investigating the cause of the collision. And the Redwood chapter of the ACLU announced that it will host a debate on civil liberties featuring the candidates running for the first district seat. The debate will be held on Friday, May 25th, and will be televised in front of a live audience on Access Humboldt and will also be re-aired several times on Public Access Channels 11 and 12. The debate moderator will be ACLU board member Christina Albright, and audience members will be allowed to pose questions, as will those watching at home who can ask questions via phone. All three candidates, Cheryl Seidner, Rex Bone, and Annette DeModena, have agreed to participate. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature two of eight candidates for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board. We ask the candidates what's the biggest challenge facing the district. Up first is Paul Glennie.
There's going to be a couple of challenges, and the obvious is first the budget, and we're going to have to be creative now and in the future as well. The budget issues with the unification of Fortuna Schools, we will hopefully reduce waste in overhead cost in materials, administration, and business offices, and I believe this is a great place to start instead of increased class sizes, eliminating school programs, and or teachers.
Daniel Coleman answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from his answer.
Well, absolutely, it's funding, and that's a problem for a few years now. I've heard you talk with Dr. Eagles, and I think he's mentioned that there have been $16 billion in cuts over the last few years to public education. So It's becoming critical. In fact, this past year, in the kindergarten classes at South Fortuna Elementary School, they had 31 students, and that's pretty outrageous. So I'd like to see if there's something that we can't do about that.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews of all by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.